Okay. Happy New Year po sa lahat. Yeah. So, today, Sunday, is the last day of 2019. Tama ba yun? Last Sunday of 2019. And for me, this is a special day. Kasi, this is a period of assessment. Period of inventory. Ano na ba ang nagawa ko for 2019? Ano pa ang aking gagawin for 2020? And because this is a special day, we have today a special guest. Siya po ay special messenger of God. Siya po ay general director ng Conservative Baptist Christian Association, CBAP of the Philippines. Yan. Kakamali na ako, pastor eh. Kasama niya po yung kanyang may bahay, Sister Gloria. San Sister Gloria? Ayun. So, pakitayo, Sister Gloria. Yan. Yan po ang kanyang kaisa-isang asawa. Okay. So, let us welcome our guest speaker this morning, si Pastor, Dr. Reverend Ray Abante. Palakpakan po natin siya.
Thank you, Pastor Art. Good morning, church. As been said by Pastor Art, it's the last Sunday of this year, 2019, and we only have 2 days and 12 hours and 53 minutes left before the year really ends. And it's nice to really look into as the year end and the new year for some time of reflection. Amen. Sabihin mo po sa katabi mo, reflection ngayon. Kaya ayus-ayusin mo. Salamat po, Pastor Art, and also for Pastor Erwin for this opportunity to share his word this morning. Well, 2019 is about to end, and we are looking forward to year 2020, another year that God will be giving unto us. But allow me just to go through some passages in the scripture and reflect on what Apostle Paul said in his letter to the Philippian believers in this passage. Can we read it together? Go. And straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Apostle Paul, when he wrote this epistle, was in prison. And the theme of the writing of Philippians is about joy. That's why in chapter 4, verse 4, it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice." Even though he was in prison, he was really full of joy. But in chapter 3, Apostle Paul was reminding the believers in Philippi not to consider that he has made his own. But he said, "One thing I do." As we look forward to 2020 and look back of 2019, we have so many things that we have devoted ourselves into, right? In work, school, projects, or in your business, we have our own devotions that we made. So there's that one thing I do. Then the second thing is forgetting what lies behind. It's about deletion. We need to delete. We need to remove things of the past and move forward to the future. Delete is a term in what? In our phones, you need to delete. In your computers, you need to delete. Something that you need to remove. There are things in 2019 that I believe that we need to delete. But forget what lies behind. We can't really forget. Even things in the past when you were 5 years old, when you were 10 years old, when you were, those things in the past, we can't really forget. But what does forget what lies behind mean? For Apostle Paul, those sufferings that he has is forgetting those things that it will not affect his life onwards. Because if Apostle Paul will just be dealing on those sufferings that he has in the early beginnings of his missionary work, he might not be going forward and fulfilling what God has called him to do. But because of forgetting what lies behind, it's already past. I need to move forward. Sabi nga nung iba, pag binasted ka, move on lang. Meron pa dyan nag-aantay para sa'yo. No? Pag medyo nalulugi sa business, continue on. It might not be that business, you need to move on and look forward to other business might be. If you're not really fit for that work, sinisante ka doon, tinanggal ka for whatever reason, there might be other things, but we need to forget what lies behind. But we need to, again, second, thirdly, straining forward to what lies ahead. That is the direction. What direction that God wants us to have for this coming year? Do you have that clear direction already? For those students enrolling for the first year, you need to have that kind of direction. What direction? I'll finish this engineering in 5 years, or if that's the track, or 4 years. I'll be a doctor in 8 years. I'll be a lawyer in 6 years. I'll be, you know, there is the direction. GCF has that kind of direction. After doon sa cinema, malapit, right? But you started here, Pastor Art, di ba? We have the first anniversary here. And then you move there, and then you go back here, and you will be moving next year where? In the new building. Amen? Yan. Pero kailangan natin dagdagan yung pagbibigay natin para sa new building. Sabay ganun eh, no? But we need to have that clear direction, not only for the church, but for each one's lives, and also in our own, have our own goals and purposes. And then fourthly, Apostle Paul said, I press on toward the goal. Sa pagtakbo po natin sa buhay, sa lakad natin ito, sa journey natin, may mga nangyayari na talisod, nadadapa. We fall. But even then, if we fall, let's have that determination to continue no matter what. No matter what we have in life. So those are just the four things that to guide us. For us to have that devotion that is so clear, deleting the things that are in the past, that will not affect us in the future, have a clear direction, and continuing the direction, the determination for whatever direction that God has placed for us. As we look back and reflect towards what's coming up for next year, I want to share in you the 70s for 2020. So, in Psalms 103, verse 1 and 2, praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Forget not all His benefits. The first letter T as we enter 2020 is to be thankful. To be thankful. At the end and beginning of a new year, we must have a heart of gratitude for all the benefits we have received from the Lord. We must be grateful for the past and realize it is purely the grace and mercy of God that has sustained you and me through the year. So, what's the first thing? We need to praise His name. In 1 Thessalonians 5:17, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. And in James 1:17 also, every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. Church, failing to have a sense of gratitude is actually ingratitude. My wife would always remind me of saying thank you. Napakasimple po, di ba? Minsan may nagbukas lang ng pinto. Sige lang. I thank you. Right? May simple lang po, maliliit na bagay. And there are times that we really forget to be thankful. Meron pong isang caption, did you know that gratitude shields you from negativity? Gratitude makes you and me at least 25% happier. As Paul says, rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. The Bible says, rejoice with those who? Who? Eh, minsan, pumasa na. Hindi, tsamba lang yung pasa niya sa board. Eh, dapat niya masiyahan tayo, nakapasa yung kapatid natin eh. Paano naman kasi yung kamag-anak mo, hindi pumasa. Kaya ang sama ng loob mo, may pinaguhugutan ba? And did you know that gratitude rewires your brain? Nire-rewire ng mapagpasalamat yung takbo ng isip natin. And this is another thing. Gratitude eliminates stress. Subukan yung maging thankful in everything. And stress will be lessened. Babawasan yung mga losartan, mga anlodipin, mga metformin, mga ganyan, mga magkakamag-anak, mababawasan yan. And also, gratitude heals. It heals. It improves sleep. Matulog ho kayo na may sama ng loob. Ewan ko lang kung makatulog kayo mahimbing. Minsan yan, napapaniginipan nyo pa, na hinahabol nyo at sasakalin nyo. Kaya lang, buti na lang, nung sasakalin nyo, nagising kayo, hindi natuloy. Ano pa po nagagawa ng gratitude? It boosts self-esteem and our performance. It also enhances the law of attraction. Yun hong mga taong maangal sa mundo, yung mga kontratista, kontra ng kontra, yung mga tao na hindi marunong tumingin ng maganda sa kapwa, iniiwasan po yan ng marami. Ngayon, kung gusto nyong ganun, huwag kayong maging mapagpasalamat. But if you want to be but people would be attracted to you, learn to be grateful. Amen? And then, ito pa ho ang isa, it improves relationship. If we have that attitude of gratitude in our lives. Expressing gratitude or thanks to God for the blessing He has allowed into our lives is the starting place for an attitude of gratitude. We can give thanks for everything, but rather in the midst of everything, of whatever is happening to us. That's why Lamentation says, through the Lord's mercy, we are not consumed because His compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is what? God's faithfulness. Your faithfulness. It means, have a heart of gratitude. Pakikalabit po yung katabi mo. Sabihin mo, kapatid, nabasa mo ba yon? Magpasalamat ka. Again, I said it's a year-end and a New Year reflection. Now, think of just one thing that you want to thank God for 2019. Just one thing. It might not be the grand thing that God has done through in your life. Just one thing, kapatid, that you want to thank God for. Sige po, isipin nyo. I'll give you 30 seconds. Okay. Now, can you share that one thing to your seatmate? Maybe wife, husband, your daughter, your son, or who that person is. Pwede mo bang pakishare nyo lang yung isang bagay na yun? Now, go. 30 seconds ulit. Sige po. You share. Kung kayo po'y napamaskuhan ng 1 million, okay, alam ko po hindi kayo mapipigil eh. Pero kailangan lang ho. Okay, second, just share also to the person now what you want to thank God for this coming 2020. Pastor, paano yun? Hindi pa nangyayari. Pasalamatan mo na ang Panginoon sa bagong kotse na ibibigay sa iyo. Pasalamatan mo na ang Panginoon sa bagong bahay na maitatayo. Pasalamatan mo na ang Panginoon sa promotion mo. Pasalamatan mo na ang Lord at makakapasa ka sa board. I-share mo ngayon sa katabi mo. Go! That's an act of faith, of thanksgiving. Bumulong isa, salamat. Magkaka-girlfriend ako. Ngayon, na-share yan. Huwag nyo naman i-chismis sa iba pa yan mamaya. Ha? Uy, alam ba sinabi na anak mo, magpapasalamat daw, may kotse na siya. Ayan, no? Okay. So let's move on. That's being thankful for 2019 and looking forward to be to have an attitude of gratitude for 2020. Then second, letter D is this. Psalm 66:16, come and listen. All you who fear God, let me tell you what He has done for me. Let me tell you what He has done for me. And also in 96 verse 3, declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous deeds among all nations. Declare, tell among all people. What's the letter T here? Second, we need to learn to tell. What are we going to tell? Tell others what the Lord has done. The goodness of the Lord to you. And also, in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria to all the ends of the earth. We need to tell also others, and let's be a witness for the Lord. Pastor Art a while ago prayed about, I heard his prayer about being a witness for the Lord, evangelizing, sharing the gospel, sharing our faith towards other people. In 2019, the question here is this: have I brought someone to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ? It's almost over. Maybe you have, maybe you don't have. You know, if you have done our part in declaring and telling others of what the Lord has done to us and for us to become a witness of God. Last week, I went to Davao in just Saturday and Sunday for the purpose of consoling a family who, with our pastor who died at heart attack. And I parked the car dun po sa Terminal 2. Dahil papunta naman kami, Terminal 3, uuwi Terminal 2. So I parked the car there and then I just prayed, Lord, give me a taxi. I know, mahirap dun sa arrival mag-taxi eh. Dapat nandun ka sa taas, sa departure area. And then, may dumaan na taxi ka agad. Wow, sabi ko, praise the Lord, answered prayer. I took the cab and then nakabonet, balbasin yung mama, parang nakakatakot eh. Pero sabi ng mama, sir, bawal ba dito? Ewan ko eh, lumusot ka dito eh. Sir, baka mahuli ko. Hindi, okay lang yan. Ikaw naman ang mahuhuli. And then, I started talking and then, I'll be going to Davao, I'll be consoling ganito, I'm a pastor. And then sabi niya, sir, traffic po dito. Sa taas tayo dumaan. So sa taas, traffic din. But praise the Lord sa traffic. Because I was have a longer time for to share the gospel to the person. Dahil sabi ko, alam mo, pupunta ako dun dahil namatay yung isa namin pastor. Kung sakaling ikaw bawian ng buhay, alam mo ba kung saan ka pupunta? Sir, hirap naman tanong nyo. Kamatayan ka agad eh. Pero to make the long story short, bago po kami bumaba, yung driver nag-pray to receive Christ. Praise God for that. Ang malungkot, pinabayad pa rin ako. Kala ko kasi libre na eh. Pero magbayad ka pa rin. Pastor, sabi niya, salamat Pastor sa senior niyo po sa akin. He was really so thankful. Si Marlon po. Hindi ko lang nilagay yung picture niya dyan. Salamat dahil may mga opportunities and reminding us all always of our role as God's children to tell. So church, if we've not been faithful o hindi ho natin nagawa yung 2019, may 2020 pa. Amen. So, as an application and reflection, think of one person now. Think of just one person whom you know who needs Christ, whom you want to be with in heaven. Amen? Isipin niyo po muna yung isang tao na yun. Again, 30 seconds lang ho. Just think of one person whom you want to know Christ. Maybe you will be used by the Lord or others, but just one person. Now, let's just pray. Father, we lift this person unto you now. 2020 is about to come. Just a few more days. Lord, I pray that whoever that person is that we have mentioned before you would really come to know you as Lord and Savior. Use our brethren here. Use each one of us to be able to share the gospel and for that person to come to know you. In Jesus' name, amen. Church, tell about Jesus Christ to others this 2020. Third letter D. Now this is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought of your ways. Think. Careful thought would simply mean to think of our ways. At the end and beginning of New Year, we must think about our way of living. We must examine our hearts to see if there is anything in us that is not beneficial. We must ask the Lord to search our hearts and show us if there is anything offensive in our hearts. We must experience a thorough spiritual check-up. Meron po bang mga bagay sa nakalipas at sa gusto natin mangyari sa susunod na taon of the way that we live? As Psalms 39:23-24 says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." It is the psalmist who have learned in Psalms 32 and in Psalms 51 to confess his sins before God. The devastation effect of sin in him with David when he committed adultery with Bathsheba. And then later on, after a year, Nathan the prophet rebuked him of his sin. And then here he continually says, "Search me, O God." Think about our life. What happened in the past? What happened this year? So ask the Lord to search your heart and show if there is anything that is offensive in it. We must experience a thorough spiritual check-up. Napakaganda po ng pagtatapos ng taon. Magkaroon tayo ng spiritual inventory ng ating sarili. Yung bang aking mga inisip, ginawa, sinabi, kamusta, ano po mga nangyari. Pag-isipan po natin. And now, the question would be for all of us. Rate yourself from 10 being the highest. And think of the life, the kind of life that we live spiritually in 2019. Moving on. The fourth from 2 Chronicles 7:14, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sins and will heal their lands." At the beginning of a new year, at the end and beginning of a new year, we must take a decision to turn from everything that is harmful to our lives. We need to turn. Yung number three natin is what? Think. We need to think. Lord, what happened? This is my life. I've done this. This is not pleasing to you. I didn't obey you. This I do. Ang ganda nito, Panginoon. Salamat po, tinulungan mo ko. But now with those things that didn't please you, I need to think and then what? Turn from it. I need to leave these things behind and make things right before God. We need to make a decision to turn away from everything that can destroy your life, my life. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 says, take off those things that entangles us, that weighs us down. Yung mga bagay na nagpapabagal sa ating paglago sa Panginoon. Yung mga bagay na hindi nagbibigay luwalhati sa ating Diyos na buhay ay kailangan na nating talikuran at iwasan. So we must not continue following the error of our ways. Yung medyo tinamad tayo sa pagbabasa ng Biblia, tinamad sa pananalangin, tapos medyo kahit sa ating pagkakaloob, medyo hindi rin tayo tumatama, turn from those ways. Yung ating pagiging magagalitin, sino hindi nagagalit? So wala akong nagtataas, no? So lahat tayo nagagalit, tama? Dahil pagka ho kayo nagtaas, magagalit ho ako sa inyo. So lahat ho tayo, merong ganung yung anger problem, no? So kailangan din ho nating talikuran na yan. Yung impatient natin. Yung impatience natin, kailangan nating talikuran yan. And then yung mga tinatawag natin mga white lie, no? Wala naman ho nakalagay sa Bible na white lie. Walang black lie, walang gray lie. Kundi pagka lie. And that is what? That is what? That is what? Sin. So we need to turn. Wala hong maliit, minsan lang, konti lang yan. Wala hong ganun sa Panginoon Diyos. If it's sin, it's sin. No matter what it is. How you call it is sin. That's why He said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. Humbling ourselves is acknowledging the things that we're doing is not pleasing God. That is humbling ourselves. We can't reason, Lord, ano lang to? Lord, no. If we want to humble ourselves, that is acknowledging our sin. And when we pray and when we seek Him and we turn from our wicked ways, He will hear and will forgive us. That's why in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, it's clearly said, therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice that will be holy and pleasing to God. That is your spiritual act of worship. And then in verse 2, do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, good, pleasing, and His perfect will. We need to offer then our bodies as living sacrifice. Ihahandog po natin, ibabalik natin sa Panginoon. We need to rededicate it if needed to our God. Ano po yung unang letter D? Thankful. Second? Tell. Third? Think. Fourth? Turn. And then, fifth, sabi niyan, as the deer pants for the streams of water, so my soul longs for you. O God, my soul thirsts for God and the living God. When can I go and meet with God? Ano po yung panlima? Ha? Huh? Gagaling nyo? Ay, hindi pala. Hunger and thirst for righteousness. It is thirst. It is thirst. Be filled with a strong hunger and thirst for the Lord. Be filled with a strong and hunger thirst for the Lord. At the end and beginning of new year, we must be filled with strong hunger and thirst for the Lord. Church, spiritual appetite is a strong indication of spiritual health. May I repeat that? Spiritual appetite is a strong indication of spiritual health. If you have your bulletins with you, meron po diyang ibinibigay sa atin na day Bible reading program. Don't leave this program, please. Get this. And Do you have that? How's your thirst with God? Meron ho bang excitement that you will be worshiping today? Is there excitement that you're going to church and have fellowship and meet with the Lord and meet with the brethren every Sunday? Or is it just emotion? Well, Sunday, we need to go. Or is there a thirst for you to really open the Bible, open your cell phones, and read the scripture daily? Are you excited to meet with the Lord and commune with Him in prayer? Are you excited that you will be part of a small group, of your growth group? Are you excited of meeting the men in fellowship, or the women, or the young people, or the young professional? What kind of appetite do we have for God? Kumbaga sa terminology po ngayong panahon na to, let's make our Christian living, let's live a serious Christian living. Huwag po tayo maging complacent with our relationship with our God. God meant business to us. At ang nais po ng Panginoon ay mamuhay tayo in a very intimate manner with Him. That's why when we hunger and thirst for righteousness, we will be filled. There must be a difference in our lives from the lives of those who are worldly in their desires. Our desires must be after what the Lord desires. Hindi ho yung gusto natin, kundi, Lord, ano ba yung gusto mo para sa buhay ko? So ito po, gamitin nyo po, i-check natin yung reading guide. There's 52 weeks. Noon nakita ko po kanina, wow, sabi ko, ang ganda. No? And with this thirst, can you just commit and say, Lord, by your grace and by the power of the Holy Spirit, babasahin ko po ang Bible the whole year. Alam niyo po, pag umuupo ako sa ordination ng ating mga pastors, ang isang tanong ko lagi, Pastor, recite mo nga yung lahat ng books of the Bible. Basic naman yan. Pero alam niyo po, nakahihiya. Hindi nare-recite ng mga pastor natin. Yung iba nalilimutan. And then another question is this, how many times have you read the whole Bible? Eh, pastor yan, okay lang yan. Tanongin nyo. Kami, hindi naman kami pastor eh. Hindi po, pero this is the food for our soul. Amen? Right? So, hindi lang ho yung pang pastor, kundi pang lahat sa atin yan. So, can you commit yourself now? Do you have that kind of thirst before God? Kaya sabi ho doon, di ba? As the deer panted for the water, so my... Nahirapan ako, kaya kayo natutuloy. Longeth after thee. Do I have that longing for the Lord? Alam niyo po, nandiyan aking asawa, si Sister Glo, Sister Wife. Nag-aral po siya sa Baguio sa PBTS. Ako nag-aaral sa ATS. And then, wala pa ho mga cellphone, wala pang Viber, wala pang ganun-ganun. So, nai-excite ho ako pagkata mag-uusap na kami sa telepono. Mga 30 to 45 minutes. Pero salamat dahil nanay ko naman nagbabayad noon sa telepono namin. Dahil nasa seminary siya, ako rin nag-aaral. So, mag-teset ho kami ng time para o tatawag ako, tapos para hindi ka natawagin, nandiyan na sa phone. Then, excited ho. Dahil nandun yung longing mo to commune, to talk with someone whom you love. Amen? Di ba mga guys, yung mga may girlfriend dyan, yung mga girlfriend nyo, pagkausap nyo, kahit magbabadan, kahit hanggang sa malobat na kayo, tuloy-tuloy lang. Tapos isasaksak nyo yung power para tuloy-tuloy usapan. Hanggang sa nagkatulugan na. Dahil ano, mahal nyo eh. Amen? Parang hindi mahal ng mga lalaki ah. Wala pang girlfriend pala. Oo nga. Hindi makarelate. Pagka mahal mo, hindi ka nasasawang kausapin at makasama siya. Amen? The same with the Lord. Yung thirst natin para sa Kanya. Ay sana ganun din po. If you really love someone, if you love doing something, you will really spend time and pouring everything for that. Because there is your passion. But with the Lord, let's have that thirst for Him this coming year. And then, next. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable, sabi ni Joshua sa mga Israelites, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your forefathers served beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Let's toil. Yung toil po is serving the Lord, working for Him, serving Him. Means simply make a decision to live for the Lord and serve Him all the days of your life. I'm not saying that all of us to be pastors, to be teachers, to be here leading in singing or whatever we are doing and serving the Lord. But wherever you are, that is where God called you to serve Him. Kung kayo po ay doktora, doktor, diyan kayo tinawag ng Panginoon. You're a Christian doctor. You're a lawyer. You're a Christian lawyer. You're an engineer. You're a Christian engineer. You're a businessman. You're a Christian businessman. God has a purpose why you are there in that field. So serve Him there faithfully, the best that you can. If you're studying now, that is where God called you. Serve Him by studying well. And in 2 Corinthians 5:15, and He died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for Him who died for them and has raised again. Ano po ang makikita natin? Use your strength and energy to live for the Lord. And we should not live with a selfish motive, but live for the Lord who gave His life for us. Question is this for us. How was your service for the Lord in 2019? And is there anything you want to do now for Him in 2020? Is there anything you want to do for Him this coming year? Sabi ko nga kanina, yung isa nating kapatid, si Nice, no? Si Nice yung kanina nandiyan dyan, eh, no? And your name, sister? Nancy. Si Nancy. Si Nancy, Nance. Nads. Sige, si Nads. Kaya na kasi si Nice, si Nads. Nandun sila sa, yun, sa laptop. Sila nagko-control. That is what they can do for the Lord. Kaya minsan, nasisisi pa pag mali-mali, di ba? Pero yun yung alam nilang gawin para sa Panginoon. They give themselves. Si Nice kanina, hindi naman daw siya maganda kumanta o hindi siya mahilig magkakanta. So, nandun siya. Hindi siya narito sa harap. There's nothing that is bigger or smaller for the Lord if you do everything for Him. Remember that woman who just poured an alabaster perfume for the Lord? Ang sabi ng Panginoon, what you have done is beautiful for me. Hindi ho siya nag-preach. Hindi siya nag-share ng gospel. Hindi rin siya nagturo. But the woman would only knew to save money, to have this perfume, in preparation for the burial of Jesus Christ. And then she poured it out to Him. And then sabi nung iba, sayang. Pero ito lang alam ko, without any fuse. Walang announcement. Pero ginawa niya lang yung kaya niyang gawin para sa Panginoon Diyos. Let's just toil for Him and please Him no matter what. Kung kayo naman yung may kakayahan magbigay lang. Tumulong lang. Kung may kakayahan ng ganitong gagawin sa Panginoon, yun pong ating Korean brethren na nandiyan sa labas, kanina pagtapos po ng service, sabi niya, Pastor, what do you like? Coffee with creamer? With sugar? Yun ho yung gusto niyang gawin. So sabi ni Pastor Art, ganyan mag-serve yan, yan ang ano niya. Sige, sabi ko, timpla mo ko ng kape. Nagtimpla po siya para sa amin. So little, but the Lord would just whisper to him, what you have done is beautiful for me. Amen? Hindi ho sa malaki, lumayo ka, o ganito, hindi. Just be faithful with what God wants you to do. And God would whisper to you at the end of the day, what you have done for me is beautiful. What do you want to do for the Lord for this coming year? And review muna natin. Ano yung una? Thankful. Second? Yun na nga. Tell. Third? Think. Fourth? Fifth? Thirst? Sixth? Toil. And then last, obviously, trust. Make a decision to trust the Lord. Ano po yung mga bagay na dapat nating o ipagkakatiwala natin sa Kanya? We should not rely on our own wisdom but acknowledge the Lord in every area of our lives. Then the Lord will guide us in all decisions and lead us in the path of victory and prosperity. The Lord is pleased when we express our faith and confidence in Him. And we must live our lives trusting the Lord. Pagkatiwalaan mo, Panginoon, na mapopromote ka ngayong taon. Pagtiwalaan mo, Panginoon, na papasa ka sa board. Pagtiwalaan mo, Panginoon, na meron kang bahay na maitatayo. Pagtiwalaan mo, Panginoon, na meron kang coaching bago. Pagtiwalaan mo, Lord, na gagaling ka sa karamdama mo. Pagtiwalaan mo, Panginoon, for whatever it is that you need to trust God for this coming 2020. And lean not on your own understanding. So we should not rely on our own wisdom but acknowledge the Lord in every areas of our lives. Then Hebrews 10:35-38. Let's read together. Go. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. But my righteous one will live by faith. And if he shrink back, I will not be pleased with him. So when we express our faith and confidence in him, mga kapatid, the Lord will be pleased. Let's live our life trusting in Him. Ang mahirap po, alam nyo, pag meron na tayong victories in the past, we rely on the past victories. If we have a lot of experiences and knowledge, we rely on that and not trust things before God. So ano po yung 70s for 2020? Ano yung una? For everything. Pangalawa? These are something that we can, as the year end and the new year begins, something for us to reflect, to thank, to tell, to think, to turn, to thirst, to toil, and to trust in the Lord always. Kinukunan nyo ba? Oh, sige, babalik ko na lang. Sige, kunan nyo muna. Ayan. Okay. Yung iba naman, doon kumukuha sa likod. Oh, dito na ho kayo humarap. Meron din ho kasi sa likod. Mas malapit doon. Okay. Again, as I started, it's a new year end and new year reflection po. So, my purpose is for us just to look back and to look forward, to really think about these things in our own lives. No, and then rate yourself lang. No, sarili lang naman po yan eh. As I've been preparing this, meron din ako mga bagay-bagay na dapat ayusin, things that I thought of, think about it, and really to turn from it at the same time, and to have that continuous thirst for the Lord and to continue serving, to toil for the Lord, and to trust the Lord for things in my life, no, and for our family as well. So, as I end, let's thank the Lord for the lessons from 2019 and praying for a blessed and fruitful 2020 and all for the glory of God. Maganda umaga po. God bless us all, GCF Novali. Happy New Year.